I'm Steve Karish reporting. The bill to reopen the U.S. federal government has been signed by President Donald Trump. The House of Representatives passed its version of the two-year budget deal at the urging of Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House.
Republicans will deliver more than our share of votes this morning. I urge my friends in the minority to stand with us on this bipartisan bill.
Representative Louise Slaughter is a Democrat from New York. She was not impressed.
But Mr. Speaker, it's been an awful long night, and it didn't need to be. We don't need to take up every crisis to the very brink. Since you control every lever of power in this government, you failed your most basic responsibilities to run this government in a sensible and intelligent way.
The 240 to 186 vote in the House came a few hours after the Senate cleared the legislation with wide bipartisan support. The U.S. government was shut down after midnight Friday when Congress missed a deadline to renew the federal government's funding. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has declared the 2018 Winter Olympic Games open. This amid extraordinary unity between the two Koreas. Athletes from South and North Korea marched behind the blue and white Korean unification flag. Won Yun-jung, a bobsledder from the South, and North Korea's Hwang Chung-gum from the joint Korean women's ice hockey team led out the contingent at the Olympic Stadium. Also in Pyeongchang, a North Korean government delegation, including Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, is attending the Olympic opening ceremony, where she sat just a few feet away from U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and shook hands with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. From Washington, this is VOA. The European Union's Brexit negotiator says major differences still remain over whether Britain should be obliged to respect all EU rules and obligations, and not only the ones it finds favorable during a transitional period after Brexit. Michael Barnier is EU negotiator.
If these disagreements persist, the transition is not a given.
Barnier underlined that Britain must accept the inescapable consequences of its decision to leave the European Union. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said the U.S. is not trying to get involved in the Syrian civil war. This after U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed about 100 pro-government soldiers while defending a base. Meanwhile, Syrian government warplanes hammered towns across rebel-held Idlib province, and the rebel-held areas of eastern Ghouta and Damascus have suffered the bloodiest week since 2015 as a result of government bombardment. 229 people have been killed in the past 4 days, this according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The political standoff in Kenya between President Uhuru Kenyatta and self-declared People's President Raila Odinga has split the country. While Odinga's swearing-in ceremony on January 30th was symbolic, activists and analysts fear the government's heavy-handed response is moving the country toward authoritarian rule. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Nairobi.
Protesters marched to Kenya's parliament building, demanding more diversity in President Uhuru Kenyatta's cabinet. But it's the choice of president that is dividing Kenya. Opposition leader Raila Odinga and his supporters say he was cheated out of victory in last year's election.
This country is in a crisis. Anybody who is saying otherwise is living in denial.
Odinga's so-called inauguration as the symbolic people's president went down well with supporters. But Kenyan authorities responded by suspending independent television broadcasts, arresting opposition leaders, and ignoring court orders to stop. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Nairobi.
A developing story from Libya. At least one person is dead and dozens wounded by a twin bombing inside a mosque during Friday prayers in the eastern city of Benghazi on Friday. Those numbers are likely to rise. The devices appear to have been activated remotely using a mobile phone, said one military source. Police in Bangladesh are bracing for more protests in Dhaka, the capital, following the sentencing of the former prime minister to 5 years in jail on a corruption charge. Thousands of supporters of Khalida Zia have rallied outside the court. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry.